Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats volleyball team, Ashlyn McKenna, Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman, and former Humboldt standout turned Iowa State defensive back and special teams player Kaden Matson. The Humboldt volleyball team won 3-1 over the Webster City Lynx Monday night to clinch a share of the North Central Conference title for the second consecutive year. I caught up with McKenna Monday night after the win.
We just came out and we played. You know, after set one, I looked at the girls and said, what else do we expect is going to be a dogfight? And that's all we did, is we put our nose into the ground and we drove them. And I am so stinking proud of the girls. We played so well. And, you know, we kind of had our ups and downs with our excitement, but our play was through and through absolutely amazing in all four sets.
That first set, tightly contested, you fall 27-25. What was the message to the team going into set number two?
Dogfight. Okay, that's kind of our mentality of tonight, was it's going to be a dogfight, because you know they're a really good squad. So coming in, it's like that's what we expected them to be, and we just outperformed, and I am like so proud of the girls.
So coach, you jump out to a bigger lead, 21-10, and then Webster City in the second set starts coming back. It's 21-16, you call a timeout. I know you're probably telling me the same message there, dogfight. But to see your team come back, battle, win 28-26 in that second set, to get back into this match and not fall 2-0 here to Webster City, just what'd you see in that second set?
It just truly shows up how like great of a team that they are, that we were able to take that set one loss and be able to like completely turn it around and just keep pushing forward and all rest of the three sets.
Yeah, because you win set number three here, 25-15, the widest margin of victory, and then it's fourth set, and all of a sudden it's 21-20. You take a timeout. Coach, was there a different message in that one when you're up by one?
I just said we have to have that urgency, and we just finish. Okay, that's all we had to do there is just finish, and that's exactly what the girls did.
A second conference title in as many years leading this program to clinch a share of the NCC here tonight at 6-0.
It's everything that I've been seeing, and they have just been able to put it together in front of everybody else, which is really awesome going into knowing that we are so close to postseason. So going into Mason City this week with some tough competition, but going in there, again, just having that mentality that if we play the way that we play, nobody can beat us. So I'm really excited to go see St. Ed's next Thursday.
So, Coach, got St. Edmund coming up to try to wrap up a perfect North Central Conference season. It's going to be here. What are the thoughts going into a possible 7-0 record in the North Central Conference of 2024?
It just shows how amazing the girls are and how much work they've put in this season. And it's like, yeah, I can take the credit, but they do everything, okay? So it's everything that we win should be given to them because of how spectacular that they are.
Any thoughts on St. Edmund coming up?
I'm excited. I know that they have a couple few girls that are coming in that have some pretty good stats. But other than that, you know, I'm just expecting us to go in and put things away just like we do.
Mason City, that tournament upcoming. What's the goal there coming up this weekend?
Just to go out and play really well. You know, tournaments are sometimes tough. You know, you leave really early in the morning and then, you know, play sometimes just takes a long time to develop. But just going in right away, playing fast. And that's the other thing that I told the girls tonight is you don't have to play perfect, but you have to play fast. Okay, so like they're going to miss their blocks when we play fast, and you don't have to swing as hard as you can, but ball placement is really important. So I'm just really proud of the girls tonight and everything that they've accomplished.
Well, Coach, congratulations, a second consecutive NCC crown. We want to wish you best of luck this weekend and for that match coming up against St. Edmund next week to try to ramp up a perfect NCC season.
Thank you.
The Humboldt football team improved to 3-0 in Class 3A District 2 play Friday night with a 21-20 win over the Algona Bulldogs, the number one ranked team in Class 3A. The Wildcats sit at 6-1 on the season going into Week 8. I sat down with Elman postgame to discuss the win.
You know, first off, Algona is just a tremendous program, and they play football the right way. They work extremely hard. So for us to play the way we did tonight, I can't. It's so hard to put into words when you coach how much you love your kids, and it's moments like this that like I hope someday they realize just how awesome something like this is, how special something like this is, and you know, I cannot tell you. I don't know. It's just I don't have the words right now. I hope some day maybe I will, but it was special. It was special because it was 50 dudes who worked their tails off for each other, who practice extremely hard, and you just never know when it's your moment. And that's what we talked about all week. honestly, it started with just a spur kind of thing with watching Caden Matson score a touchdown last Saturday for Iowa State and just thinking about like how he had a moment. And we talked about that on Monday in practice and how when you stack those opportunities up, eventually you're going to have a moment that rings true and is, you know, special, so to speak. And tonight was one of those special moments. And I feel pretty blessed to coach high school football in Humboldt, Iowa.
You know, from the get-go, we saw Algona move down the field one play, and yeah, all of a sudden it's 7-0. You know, we talked about it in the broadcast. You know, Algona throws a right hook. What does Humboldt do on that next drive? What was the message to the guys on that next drive that led to a touchdown?
The game's 48 minutes, and when that touchdown was scored, there was what?
11:49.
So there was 11 seconds out of 48 total minutes, and it's all about that team who's willing to string together 48 whole minutes. And one play cannot dictate the outcome of a game unless you let it. And you know that the saying that we use all the time is the windshield's bigger than the rear view. You have to believe that. It's easy to say things, but you have to believe those things too. And our kids came off defensively, and our coaches talked to them right away, settled them down, set our return up, and we get our offense out on the field, and we march methodically down the field. And I just kind of think that that's what our offense is. We've had some big plays, don't get me wrong, but like we also are turning into the ability to just eat clock and move the football and get first downs and score in the end. And you know, they threw more right hooks and uppercuts all night long, and we had to take some punches. And I think the play of the game, there's, you know, two huge plays. Number one, getting the interception in the end zone when they go for two, which there was a penalty anyway, but that's fine, you know, so big stop right there. And then, you know, when they finally kick the ball out of bounds on the onside attempt and we can down it, that's when you know the game's over with what, 55 seconds left on the clock. And I truly felt that, like, when they lined up the onside kick, you still have to be prepared for anything and keep that windshield bigger than the rearview mirror. And our kids just did it and played their tails off, and it was fun. High school football is hard. It's hard to win. And you know, you talk about two big games, but our kids find a way.
The seniors playing a big impact. What did you see from them here this evening?
You know, you talked about in your player game with Lando. You know, Landon gets hurt as a, you know, his sophomore year in high school, has to miss all of football, a big chunk of wrestling, and comes back and has just been a player, you know, a mainstay in our defense, and just plays his tail off and just plays fast and doesn't ever, you know, he's not a big rah-rah guy, but he's a guy that you know is going to show up and play extremely, extremely hard. You know, so those senior moments in a guy like him and just, you know, all those types of things that just add up in a big way, you know. And tonight's tough to put things into words because the feelings are just so, you're so proud of your guys, but pride is, it's a big thing, you know, and it's because of what they do.
You look at the size along the lines and you say, not the largest team, but we make it up for speed tonight. That was especially true here this evening, looking at Algona versus Humboldt along the trenches. But the heart that this team plays with, where does that come from?
It's sappy or whatever to say, but I truly think it's because our kids just flat out love each other and they love being around each other. I mean, it's the little things too, like the 15 guys that hang out in the locker room after practice and just talk for 20 minutes, and you almost have to kick them out to get them out of there, to get going home so you can go eat supper, you know. But they just love being around each other all the time, and they're always, you know, there's always positivity in them. And when someone's down, someone picks them up, but it's someone different every single time. So that's what successful teams have to do. It can't be about one or two rah-rah guys. It's about who's going to step up in their moment and be big and be the guy that maybe he's normally not an emotions guy, but he shows emotions because he needs to at that moment. So it's just all those little things that just add up to be big things in the end. And this was a big thing.
Tied up at 14 all, what was the message to the team at halftime?
Keep doing your thing. You know, I think that Coach Derek Clark made an excellent point. If anybody would have told us it was a 14-14 halftime score, we would all be pretty darn excited, you know, because they are a team that can score at will if they want. But the fact that we were in that game just showed all it took was one big play here, one big play there. We had multiple opportunities with big plays and then shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, we had a lot of penalties tonight, which is something we'll talk about on Monday. And it's got to be cleaned up, obviously, but, you know, it was uncharacteristic for us. But I think we had some guys that at times got a little jumpy because they were just ready to go do what they were supposed to, and you get jumpy in those moments sometimes, and yet you have to calm them back down, and you know, but then the next play they go and they have a big play. So it's just, you know, some of that just cleaning up, fixing up, and feeling better about what we're doing, you know, and then finish the game.
You know, you talk about penalties, but it seemed to be on both sides.
Yeah,
because Algona was a little bit jumpy as well, going up 21-14. You know, Cash McIntyre with a big score. He's really starting to come into his own. Him and Jackson Kirkhoff.
And they both have just a different way of playing that that they complement each other really, really well. You know, and I think that's why we just continue to go every other series with those guys, is because they just continue to do, both are doing great things, and I'm really proud of both of them. They handle it well. So yeah, like they just both played really, really well, really, really tough. You know, I would have loved to have gotten points out of that last drive, but just, you know, I think we would have had the first down. We just slipped. You know, sometimes that short grass gets a little slippery, and we just, you know, feet came out from under him, and we weren't able to finish. But, you know, again, step up, play big, finish.
How proud of you are of the defensive effort here tonight?
Absolutely. And you know, just little things happen, and they get in, and they score, and the eyes tell everything always, you know. And our guys' eyes, they didn't waver after the score. They're like, hey, we're going to get a stop. And you could see it in their eyes. And everything was covered really well. That's why I scrambled, threw a ball across his body to the middle of the field, and we picked it off.
Another number one win. I don't want to compare wins, feelings for you, but after a game like tonight, what is the feeling, the belief in the locker room of this team sitting at 6-1, 3-0 in district play?
I think the biggest thing, though, that you look at is if you want to compare wins, this is the battle for 169. And I think just any time we play Algona, it's going to be a big game. And I think this one will go down and maybe just be a notch higher than Van Meter.
I know you probably haven't had too much time to even think about upcoming matchup. This has become a common theme at Mason Montfield, knock off a number one team. Now you're facing off against a team. You did that exactly here last year in a monsoon against the Clear Lake Lions, 34-0. Now you're going on the road.
Well, it's going to be in their place, and it's going to be a different game because, you know, they've got to be charged up after last year what happened. And I just think that no game is an easy game. We got to go into that game. We can't let this be like an emotional letdown after this game. We got to have a great week of practice. All starts with film on Monday. Weights on Monday. We get after it in the weight room, and then we get ready to go, and it's going to be going on the road and having to fight like dogs to beat Clear Lake.
Well, Coach, congratulations on another win here. This one, a monumental win on the season, and want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming week.
Thanks, and thanks to the fans tonight. It was awesome. It was loud on the field. It's great when it's loud on the field. So thank you, fans, for all you did. Thanks for getting out and supporting. We love you. Thank you. Well, go Cats!
Former Humboldt standout turned Iowa State defensive back and special teams player Caden Mattson had a game-changing play last Saturday in Ames. A 2022 graduate of Humboldt, the walk-on defensive back on special teams player Mattson returned a blocked punt by Miles Mendezoon 25 yards to give 16th-ranked Iowa State the lead over Baylor in the first half, with the Cyclones winning the game 43-21. The touchdown was the first of Mattson's collegiate career. I caught up with Mattson on Sunday of last week to discuss the monumental play in the primetime win. A big win for number 16th ranked Iowa State in their primetime win, 43-21 over Baylor, and a Humboldt connection as Caden Mattson had a game-changing play to give Iowa State the lead against Baylor in a pivotal moment in the second quarter. We've got Caden Mattson on the line, and Caden, that was a big win. Have you had a chance to recover from Saturday night with that big play? Were you able to change the game for the Cyclones?
Yeah, no, I feel pretty good this morning. We didn't have to come until a little bit later today, so it was nice to sleep for a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it was a pretty crazy experience, and I think it's just kind of finally starting to set in right now about, like, I don't know, just everything that happened.
Speaking of that play, it's in the second quarter. Baylor's set to punt away, and you guys are down 14-12 at that point. Walk us through what you were seeing on the field that play.
They kind of we had a rush set up. We knew we were going to go after them a little bit. They kind of blocked it differently than how we thought they were going to. So I kind of came off my block, and I just saw Miles like face plant into the kicker's leg, and the ball kind of slowed up. So I naturally, I ran underneath of it. I kind of got a nice bounce right into, like, my hip pocket a little bit. And then all I thought about after that was just I need to cross the goal line. And I mean, once I crossed the goal line, it just kind of, everything just kind of happened so fast. I kind of blacked out a little bit, kind of was running around, yelling, hugging people. I don't know, it was crazy.
So when Miles Mendezoon blocks that punt, the ball's free, you see it on the ground. What's running through your mind?
Well, I'm just thinking I got to pick it up. It was kind of spin weird in the air. So I was kind of thinking, I'm like, oh gosh, like this is going to take a crazy bounce here. And it just kind of, it took a really nice bounce for me, kind of popped right up into my arms. And yeah, I mean, I was literally just like, I have to get this ball and I have to score.
And we see you cross the goal line, hands extended out, carrying that football, mobbed by your teammates. You've got 61,000 people in that whiteout. What was that experience like?
No, it was insane. I mean, there's literally no words to describe it. I mean, like, I was just running, just looking at this crowd of white, and it was, I don't even know. Like when I said, I literally blacked out. I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. I was just running, screaming, hugging people. I was so out of breath when I got to the sideline, but It was awesome. It was great.
Now, Caden, as a walk-on, you know, you have to fight for your opportunities to get on the field. Take us through what it's like to be a walk-on in this program, trying to seize the moment and the opportunities you get.
Yeah, absolutely. Not even just as a walk-on, but for everybody. Cam preaches all the time, you know, you never know when your moment's going to come, so you always have to be ready. And, I mean, honestly, yesterday was a testament to not only mine, but there was a Ryland Barnes. Shout out to him. He's from West Hancock. He played all the second half at middle linebacker last night. He's a walk-on in the Greater Bowl. I mean, you literally do not never know when your time's going to come and when your when your opportunity is going to be there. So you always have to prepare that you're going to have there, that you're going to play. So I mean, it's just a testament to not only mine, but everybody's hard work and everybody's dedication and preparation to this game. I mean, there's so much that goes into it that people don't see from behind the scenes. So. I'm just really happy that I was the beneficiary last night of just a great play in general.
5-0 start, first time since 1980. We've seen the Cyclones get off to this great of a start. What's the feeling like in the locker room for this team? Does it feel different than any other year you've been a part of this program?
I would say, yeah, it feels a little bit different just because, like, I mean, last year, we had some ups and downs throughout the year, and no, there was highs and there's lows. But this year, I mean, it's just, there's such like a drive to just get better every single week. And Coach Campbell, he constantly talks about being desperate. And being desperate for us is being desperate to get better every single week. Whether that means, you know, more film work, more, you know, individual technique stuff. I mean, and it doesn't matter if we win that week, we lose that week. I mean, we have to come in every single day, every single week with the same mentality that we have to get better. Because, I mean, even though last night we played a pretty well good game, I mean, there's so many things that we can still get better at. And especially being 5-0 and not really having done that here, it's really of the utmost importance that we do that, to be coming here hungry every day and to get better.
And Caden, lastly, on the radio call, John Walters says, Caden Mattson for a touchdown, the pride of Humboldt. A lot of people here in Humboldt very proud of you. You have a message out for your followers back here in Humboldt?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody. I mean, I would never be where I am today without the whole entire Humboldt community. I mean, it really makes me emotional, honestly, thinking about it. It's insane that what I've been able to accomplish, but what this community has been able to accomplish behind me as well. So I just want to say thank you, everybody.
Caden, congratulations. I want to wish you best of luck the rest of the way in this season.
Well, thank you very much.
Again, that's Iowa State's Caden Mattson, the Humboldt alum who returned a blocked punt 25 yards for a touchdown to give Iowa State the lead in the first half against Baylor, and was Mattson's first career touchdown at the collegiate level. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.